The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete and of low audio quality. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Thank you, Brother. Good evening. Brother Lindsay was just telling me he had to slip out just a little bit early, so we were just kind of talking it over together. That's what was the speaking of. I'm very happy to be here again tonight and want to thank all of you for your kindness and your fine things that you've done for us since we've been here. And today I had the privilege of sitting with your pastors and their wives. Such a lovely hour of fellowship we had. The presence of the Lord was there. I shall long remember it. The fine cooperation on all of the ministers together, how lovely they all were, and how nice they were to me, and how nice all of you have been to me. There's so many things that you've done, I just can't mention them from the platform here, but I'm sure every one of you knows what it is, and I'm very thankful from the depths of my heart for what you've done. Even one brother so kind, a while ago he had a rifle he wanted to show me. He ran out there and had it in the car and said, just take your hand and put it on this and see how it feels. Very nice. God bless him. Just some of the amazing. One brother came and took me up the big tower up here today, 211. Up here where you live all over the city. Just little kind things. Last night when I went home, there was two cakes sitting there and a great big cherry pie. And a mouth full of cherry pie. And a cake. It was so good. I sure appreciate it. And everybody's kind. I tell you, by Cleveland people, I found this. They do more acting than they do talking, so that's bad. Action always speaks louder than words, doesn't it? That's right. That's what a young man said to his girlfriend. He kept telling her how much he loved her, and he wasn't just exactly true as he should be. He said, well, honey, if you just act instead of talking. So that's right, if you just act instead of talking. Well, sure, the Lord will be with us tonight and bless us, give us his blessings, I trust. Now, you turned it off, or either I turned it off once. Somebody turned it off anyhow. And don't believe me, now we're getting somewhere. That's just like that light. It is the lamp that makes the light. It's the electricity that's in the wire that makes the light. It heats the wire, and the wire gets hot and makes the light. But it isn't the great wire that takes the current off of it. It's dead. And that's the way it is with us. And did you ever know electricity? I've worked in it for years. But there's no one in the world that knows what electricity is. Isn't that strange? No one knows what it is. They can harness it. They can make it right. They can cook with it. They can heat with it. They can light with it. But no one knows what it is. It's two pieces of material rolling together, makes a continuity, and sends out the electricity. And that's the way it is. When those two pieces get the rolling together, that's what breaks it off in the generator. And so that's the way when a Christian gets to working with God, rolling together, that brings an unseen force that does mysteries that none of us know nothing about, only we know it's God, isn't that right? Yeah. Take that away from us, and we're dead, aren't we? But we're thankful tonight that God has blessed us, given us of his grace, and now may he add his blessings to us as we worship together tonight. And I was getting awfully tired. Last evening they got me before I even know where I was at. I was outside and many of the ministers was praying for the sick, which I hear they claim a great result. I'm so happy for them. And always remember, when you get sick, call your pastor or go to your church. Go somewhere and let someone pray with you. And a little prayer clause is commemoration of divine healing. Many of you believe in that, don't you? Standing anxious one to another. Now, I believe I've made announcements before, and I will again tonight. I send those out for the thousands a week all over the world. Great testimonies of all kinds come in from everywhere. Some of the most outstanding testimonies, especially among the cripples and so forth, where they have to wait. And people who have children, they get them and keep them in the Bible. And every once in a while, you just hear of all kinds of things that's done. And now, I send those to anybody, any place in the world, absolutely free. And if you wish one, just write me. It's Eversville, Indiana, and I'll be glad to send it right to you. And I have some instructions now. One of the secretaries at Jeffersonville, the office, sent me some last night, the receipt of how to believe healing in the Bible. I believe my brother Dave sent out last night what I had here. There was a few left. He sent me about a dozen. I told him to give out to the sick people. And how to believe God on Bible grounds. And everything must be based on the Bible. Now, if you wish one of these just to be in your home, just send after it, you're welcome. And just to put it on the Acts, the 19th chapter, and leave it there. And when sickness or something in the home, why, I probably wasn't right for your picture. They told me you were going to take the picture of my brother, and he said it wasn't a reporter. So I would be glad if you wish for another one. That's all right, brother. So many times when Christians are anything that can be done for anything for the glory of God, all right. But I do not like to see the work of God criticized. All right, sir. And so I like for everything in God's kingdom to run just as smooth as it has to run. Now, you have to write me, William Branham, Jeffersonville, Indiana, and I'll be glad to send you. Or what you need for some of your loved ones, you send them out. And now when you find them, you'll have a little piece of paper that's been fixed up by a little mimeograph sheet on what to do. But now the ribbon, I prayed over myself, each one. Thousands, 11,000, each time I go home. I just get great bolts, hundreds of yards of ribbon, take off to myself, and sit there and pray, cut the ribbon, pray. And I believe one thing that God will respect is sincere. If you be real and sincere. That's what the angel told me. Right, that if you'll be sincere and will get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Something happened a while ago, and I give a consent to something that I have never in all the days of my ministry ever did this. They asked me last evening of some businessman of the city which is a brother in Christ. And for the benefit of the Cleveland people and all the people everywhere, for another day of service, a man has purchased the arena or a big auditorium somewhere here in the city for a service. And they asked me last night, Brother Bowman, one of the associating pastors, if they would... or cooperating pastors, rather, if we had the service. And I told him I should pray and speak the Lord. The managers, I asked them, and they were all right for whatever the Lord said. They knew I was pretty tired, and yet I had to go. But what could anyone say to a group of people like this that's been as good to them as what you begin to come and come home? So Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, they'll announce it probably tomorrow. There'll be services in some auditorium here in the city or arena. And Sunday afternoon services will probably be a gospel service, preaching. And Sunday night, praying for the sick. And I think we all ought to say, for that brother who is sponsoring this, we ought to all say, thank God for our brother. Thank God for our brother. Long may he and his live to see the things. For anyone that's got that much feeling for the sick people and the needs of the people of the city, God is sure to bless the businessman like that. Right. So, it's greatly appreciated, I'm sure, by me and by all the people of this, of all the Christian people. Let's all gather out, bring out the unsaved for Sunday afternoon. Maybe the Lord will give us a great altar call, and
maybe 400
Smith Police Station. Now, as I drove home, I just trust that we'll have a glorious healing service Sunday night. I trust it'll be full. May God bless all of you and ever keep you in His divine will, is my prayer. Now for our scripture reading and just a testimony, and then we shall start this. Tonight we're going to take just the regular Lord out of heaven prayer service as you, the Lord provides. One of the brothers was just a little elated this morning. Have I got time to tell it? I don't know. We were having breakfast together, such a fellowship. I raised up the talk, and just about like it is here now, just about that close. We were talking concerning the meetings going out to the street. Reverend Mr. Bowman had a hold of my arm. Then talking, how did you see those things? Just what nature is it when it takes place? Well, while I was walking with him, all of a sudden something just came right down over me. And I realized I was in a different part of the city. I knew I could hear Mr. Bowen talking, but I knew I wasn't with him. I was somewhere else. And I looked, standing on the corner, and there was a lady holding two little twins, a little pair of twins. And they had their little hair braided in the back. She was holding with her hand. Then I began to get to myself. I was still walking right for the minister. Two or three of the ministers were walking along, one of the minister's wives. And then we started a little few steps farther. Just as I started to tell him about it, it came down on me again. I was that time walking right along the street, but I was riding in a car just as natural as if I was in my room and transformed right here. And I seen three girls with some kind of a costumes on, like they were been to a wedding or something, crossing the street this way. I didn't know just what it was. They were crossing this way. And he said, then I came to myself, and I told the brethren what was going to happen. And when we got in the car, started out, we were supposed to go south on a one-way street, and this minister, I suppose, had been raised here. He turned right vice versa, went right down on the opposite side of the street. And my, there was a big policeman mounted on a horse there. Act like he was going to tear us apart. He was, oh my, he was just seeing everything. And I wondered. And he held us up a few moments there. Just long enough for the three girls with the costumes to come walking by. I said, there's the reason, brother. Don't you see them? Oh my. All of them said, praise the Lord then. The cop said, go on. But I give him the ticket. See, it just so happens, brethren. The infallibility of it is perfect. There's nothing bogus. It's real. Now, there's many times those things happen. Many times going to the city. Many times in the meeting. I stand here and see one after the other. That's in the meeting. I just don't take time. I put more time to talking on something else. No doubt, but what they're healed, the blessings rise to them. And I see in the meeting sometimes different people are going to be healed, see different desires and things of people. Now I tell you, now in the prayer line tonight, as certain as anything, God's going to make a great blessing tonight. Now if I don't find them here, they'll be in the prayer line because I know it was tonight. And notice, you see it? Just walking along the street, many times that happens. You don't know when it's going to happen or what it's going to do. You just simply transform, and you, of course, you're just taking off somewhere else and show just how it's going to happen. Then you just drop right back down again. And then you know just what. Sometimes I'll be sitting in the room. I'll be sitting in the room at home, just sitting there waiting. And just it's like something just changed. You're somewhere else. And you see just what's going to happen. See the way it acts out. And then when it does, you'll be back in your room. And then when that comes to pass, you see it. It's nothing I do. I just act it out as drama. See? I just act out what he's already told me to do. That doesn't take faith. That's just acting out what he told me to do. Now, the only part that faith is included in is in this prayer line, and I have to exercise faith here. But when I pray for the sick, but someone, if you tell me to go to someone's house, how everything would be, I just go there and wait till everything just the way he says, and I just say what he says, that's all. It's got to happen, it's already happened. It's in the foreknowledge of God, it's already been planned out, and I just go down and act that out, see? So it is nothing that I could do, but just act on what he told me to do. Now the minister's there, going along the street, it happens all the time, but just, I guess God just had it in sync, so that it let the ministers know that I was talking about it up on the street there, and to let them see that happen, and even he turned, he wasn't him that turned that corner, the Holy Spirit had to take him down there. It had to be that way. Do you believe in that? It had to be. Those girls wouldn't have been anywhere else. We went the other way, we'd have went around and see if the girls had done been up this other end, two or three city blocks away. But we had to be there. He couldn't just went right ahead. That police had to stop him and hold him there till those girls crossed in front of us, according to what he showed me. See? And the police had just bawled him out until that time, and the police said, go ahead. See? The police didn't even know it was the Holy Spirit working on him. See? It was. Holding him there. Well, brother, sister, God makes the enemy crazy. Why, Judas Iscariot sold down the silver and said, I betrayed innocent blood. See? Is that right? The Roman said, truly, that's the Son of God. Pilate's wife. Look at Pilate said, I wash my hands. I find no fault in him. Is that true? That's his enemy. Look at his pagan wife that had nothing to do with this just man, for I've suffered many things in a dream today because of him. Is that right? A heathen. God makes his enemies to testify. The demons that were in those people screamed out and said, well, you're the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel. Is that right? Demons. Fortune tellers spoke out to the apostles when others said they were imposters. These fortune tellers said, well, they're a man of God to tell us the way of life. See? Make the demons testify of him. Everything has to testify. On the day that he died, God testified. The earth testified. The moon and stars refused to shine. The sun went down in the middle of the day. The elements all changed. It was so dark you could feel it. And think, the moon shut off, the stars shut off. The very God that created him was returning back. God himself, Jehovah, couldn't stand to see the sight. The punishment had to be upon his own son. And all the elements, when he died, the Romans said, that's the Son of God. There was a great earthquake. The shook the rocks that had been in the mountain since the days of the creation. The earth claimed he was the Son of God. The sun said he was the Son of God. The moon, the stars, the elements, everywhere. And he went to hell. And they knew he was the Son of God. And those that repented not the long suffering of the days of Noah had been waiting in those chains back there. They knew he was the Son of God. Noah testified of it. Enoch testified of it before Noah. And everything had to know he was the Son of God. And as part of it spoke of, the woman's seed had come to pass. Then he rose up, took the keys to the devil, the keys of death and hell. Rose up, broke the thunders of the grave, and split it open, come out. Oh my, that all power in heaven and earth is given to my hand. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He is seated up on high, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions, and we have just as much power as heaven's worth. Is that right? What if someone would come in here tonight and give you a money order for $1 million? Oh, my, poor, maybe indeed. How you would rejoice and say, oh, my, how rejoice. And maybe there'd be a man come in that was tattered and torn, dirty and ugly, and no matter what he looked like. It isn't the messenger, it's the message that he gives you. Is that right? But don't notice the messenger, it's the message that you're hearing. Now, and you look at that piece of paper, you start rejoicing. You say, my, worth $1 million. There's a postal order. Or $1 million. Or a bank draft. $1 million. You say, I say to you, what are you rejoicing about? You haven't got nothing. You say, well, I've got a money order. Or $1 million. Well, I say, well, that ain't nothing but just a piece of paper. Just me wrote on a piece of paper. You say, but looky here. That money order, before it could be written, there had to be $1 million deposit before that order could be written. Is that right? Well, you say, well, when you read the Bible, what makes you all carry on so when you said, he was wounded for our transgressions, but the stripes were We said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray and believe that you receive it, you shall have it. Well, we should start rejoicing. Why? You say, well, that's just the words, written words. But, brother, before that word could be written in the Bible, there had to be a deposit made at Calvary up there to take care of everything that he said. If there, each one of us has an account there, you can draw off of it tonight, just anything you have need of, and he's standing there with a pen in his hand that's right into the Father, ready to write out your forgiveness, ready to write out your healing, or anything that you have need of, he's ready to write it tonight. Is that right? Your deposit was made at Calvary. Anything that you have need of, he's there to make it right before God. Oh, what a wonder we're happy people. No wonder we can rejoice. The God of our salvation, for he's marvelous and wonderful. Now, in his reading, or in the writing rather, we read this. And the book of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 18th and the 26th verse concludes. And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. But come lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Come lay your hand upon her. Now, he was a Jew talking to Jesus. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Not written in the scripture, not the promise that you have. But she said in her heart, if I touch his garment, I'll be whole. See? Now you have more than that. You have a divine promise. Is that right? You have a divine promise and a divine gift here in your midst now. Just look how much more you got to believe by than what that poor woman had. She didn't even have a scripture for that. And the scripture says, these signs shall follow them that believe, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's a promise. But she didn't have no promise, but she believed it anyhow. Why? But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And her woman was made whole from that hour. And Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrel and the people making a noise. And he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad in all that land. God bless his word. That it shall not return to be void, but it will accomplish that which it was purposed for. Your faith and God's word brings the result. The little ruler, let's think he was a fellow that he probably separated himself from the believers because the big church that day did not believe. They didn't believe in him. Why, he's nothing but an imposter. But what if those fellows could come out of hell tonight and come back up, they'd want to believe on him. They know now he's the Son of God. They know then it was their visitation. But it's too far. Now don't you let that be yours.
You believe now. Believe now. Now remember, when Jesus was on earth, he was considered a fanatic, being against church. And he was called a spiritual. Beelzebub. Is that right? One of those who Beelzebub was. The devil. Big fly that scared the other flies off the sacrifice. Beelzebub, they called, in other words, he was a spiritualist. He was doing all these things by spiritualism or some wicked devil or something. Separated himself from the believers, went out to the favorite spot to the earth. Have that right? Now just have faith and believe. Now, this little ruler, he had separated himself from the believers, went out to stay with the red fellow. But there come a need. This girl got sick, but he probably called the doctor done all he could do. But the girl got sicker and sicker, and after a while, the breath left. She was gone. The child about 12 years old, presumably. And now, the girl was getting sick. All hope was gone to the doctor. There was no hope. Now, he had to get to Jesus. That's sometimes way God has to get people for the solution. Isn't that right? They had to get to Jesus. I hear somebody say, well, that fellow, that Nazarene, that fanatic over there, that's doing that healing, that divine healer, won't you call him? Well, I'll get put out of the synagogue if I have anything to do with it. He was considered a quack. And brother, all the people that ever lived right with God or been in God's program has been considered heretic, quack, fanaticism. Some of it may be. That's true. Probably some of it may be. But just as sure as there is a false, there's a truth. See? There has to be a good dollar before a bogus dollar can be made off of it. Isn't that right? If it wasn't, well, the bogus would be real. So now, it's up to your discernment. If it's according to the scripture, working in scripture life, then do you believe it? For no man can do a miracle in my name if he keeps lying to me. Is that what Jesus said? That's right. And these signs shall follow them as believe. The nine spiritual gifts operating, moving in the body, which is promised by Jesus Christ. See? But the world has got off and got so formal and indifferent that they just have their own set ways, their own rituals, their own creeds, and so forth. And if you don't come right up to that, you're not in it. See, that's the way the church is ordered. You've got to come right up and look through my glasses, or you don't see it all. See? Now, God doesn't limit himself to any church. No, he doesn't. Remember when the disciples got to thinking one time that they were the only one. The only one. Jesus, the very next day, sent out 70 others. Is that right? God never wants anyone to build anything around themselves. All glory goes to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we mustn't try to think of ourselves or our church. We must spread out our arms and look for God. That's right. Now, when you see anything, search it. Look to it. Well, this Jesus saying, if you'd have known me, you would have known my day. Didn't Isaiah speak of me and so forth? Now, all the prophets spoke of this day. Isn't that right? These things will be taking place in this day. And then the last day, scoffers have come. Is that right? Now, look what he said, the Spirit speaks, that in the last day, people would be. They'd be heady. You know what heady is? High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Look at these arenas and things up here. Stadiums. Sundays and everything else, they fill up. The picture shows, the dance halls. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Truth breakers. Incontinent. Fierce. And despisers of those that are good. Holy rollers, hillbillies, everything else. Despisers of those that are good. Not as we're good, but my, there's none good but God. But God is in the people what makes them good. Mark the perfect man. It's God in you that makes them perfect. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be therefore perfect. How can you be perfect? Not in yourself, but in him. God don't look at you then. He looks at him. Well, you say, I'm in him. How do you get in? By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, and then you're in him. When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit into the body. 1 Corinthians 12. Is that true? Then in him. Now, Eddie, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truth-breakers, false accusers, discontent, fears, and despisers of those that are good. Having a form of godliness. Not church going. The people go to church. Sunday school. Confession. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Is that what the Bible says? Now remember, there was emphasis put on that. The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days, these days, the express time of this, that prophecy to be fulfilled is now, in the latter days. There we are. We're here. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for this is the sort that goes from house to house, sleeps sitting in it, laden away with divers lust, sowing circles, pitching circles, soup suppers. I hope that don't hurt any of you. Brother, when it comes to a time at my tabernacle, which I may have to return someday, but if it gets to the time that we have to borrow chickens and sell it for 50 cents a plate to pay the preacher, I'll quit preaching. That's exactly right. And have these sewing circles where they stitch and sew and sew and sew and talk about Miss So-and-so. That's about the way they end up. That's right. When I was a meter reader, I went into a basement where they was having some kind of a strain like that. in the joke that a drunken sailor would tell them women were telling of there. They didn't know I was a preacher. I preached at the meter. And I went up, knocked on the door, and they come to the door, and all of them in there smoking cigarettes and going on. I said, ladies, I may get fired, said his, but all right. I said, do you mean to tell me that you all are here in a religious worship? And I heard some of you repeat a prayer a while ago, that this is our circle store Sunday. I said, and the joke that you're telling, aren't, she said, you're supposed to be reading the meters. I said, I'm a gospel preacher, and I'm on my father's business all the time. That's right. I said, and I knelt down in the room and had prayer in the room, and that broke up that so-and-so circle like that. That's right. I asked God to save that bunch of sinners. That's right. I don't know where it had any effect or not. I may have to wait till eternity, but I did my part. Right. Oh, my having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Get away from it. Stay away from it. Get out to God and pray through to God and stay right with God. Live for God. I usually in my services, anybody's been in other services, so I never speak to people like this. It's not. But I feel the time has come, friends, when something's got to be said, see? If God has performed these things, and then if God is true, we know he is, and can perform these things, the Holy Spirit's telling me to say these things. I don't know why. It's to say these things. And friends, turn away from your ways of just halfway Christian. There's no halfway Christian. You're just fooling yourself. See? You're either a Christian or a sinner. You never, as I said, you never did see a drunk, sober man. Either drunk or sober. You ever see a black, white bird? Either black or white. See? And you're either right with God or wrong with God. That's right. And the only way you can be right with God is being born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. No matter what he's done. How many good deeds he's done, he's got to be born again. And when he's born again, he can understand what it's all about. Now, God bless you. Ever teach you is my prayer. We're going to have the prayer line just in a moment. Time now. So we can run an hour and a half or more in the prayer line or as long as we possibly can. Thanks again, all of you. I guess you wonder why I stopped, didn't you? I know it's time to stop for the one who watches over it. Move to the platform, not over, it's time to quit. All right, it's time to prepare, sir. Let us bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, I don't know why you want to stop just at this time. I had other things to say in the little story to tell about the case of healing, but thou hast spoken, and I want to obey. Bless, dear Father, now the services. May your Spirit move over this audience in a great, marvelous way. Father, may men and women sitting here tonight, may they just shut off themselves from all other thoughts but you. May they forget about the work that they've got to do tomorrow or the things that they did today. May they live for this hour that's coming on now, that it, as though it might be the last hour that they live on the earth. May they be thinking only of Christ standing here at the platform, all in his majesty, his great holiness, seen standing here, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, bowed down his head. The Lamb of God, he was smitten through. And he was the lamb led to the slaughter. Oh, how that his trembling hands and his quivering flesh, when they nailed the nails and when they pulled the thorns down over his brow and the blood run down into his eyes. How I long to stand where Mary stood and John at the foot of the cross and let the blood cover me. Oh, God, we're now coming close to the close of this lovely little meeting here we've had. Your children sitting here. We know it's the devil's business to get around the people. Say, well, we'll just wait. We'll find out. Oh, God, that's what he did in the days when you were here in flesh. Called the people to be deceived and walked away. And for God, and reaped a great harvest afterwards. Father, may men and women not neglect tonight
But may they come and accept thee, who we love and are cherishing and are giving all praise and glory. And may your gift, the great angel of God that stood to the right of thy humble servant, that spoke and sent these things and confirms it in the eyes of thousands. O eternal God, may he come tonight with great power and blessing and minister to each and every one here, Lord. May many be healed tonight because of his presence. God shall be given all glory and all praise will be given to this great, holy, infant Son of God. For we ask it in the name of him. Amen. Now everyone be just as reverent as possible to be while we're having this time of prayer, sir. For you.
V15. If you'll stand in line of card, your number at my right and your left.
Play that again. The angel Lord seemed to like
only belief, not thinking that epileptic being brought to Jesus. But I can, if you can believe, for all things are possible. I've played it, it's been our campaign theme song all along. One night there at Fort Wayne, I was sitting up there way up in Brother Rediger's study. How many ever heard of D.D. Rediger? Fort Wayne Gospel. You knew what a rabbit Romaine man, didn't you? Romaine, I should be married this month. She'd been about that long. Institution, instinct. One of her sister died the same way. And I come down one day at home, and so many hundreds of people gathered around on the outside, I couldn't hardly get in. When it's bringing me back out, my brother, somebody said, "Well, won't you come back here in your coal shed? Miss Rediger's back there in your coal shed." I said, "What Rediger?" "B.D. from Fort Wayne?" Said, "Yes. He's been dead for years. Or not dead, gone to glory. He was a warrior of faith. I believe he was pressing on, and God had to move him off the scene. He got into this time here. He was going on with God." "Then what happened?" I said, "B.D. Rediger's daughter?" Said, "Yes, but she's been this condition for about 2 years." And I went back there. You never know how I felt when I seen Miss Rediger. You always had a place in my heart as a real lady. And Mrs. Rediger sitting in my coal shed in the church with her daughter sitting there staring. The anointing had done left me. I was standing there thinking of Brother Rediger in a few moments to come on. She just shut her head down, crossed at the mouth. Beautiful young lady. And all at once the Holy Spirit came down, the angel of God come near. I said, "Satan, I'm always making her. In the name of the Lord Jesus," she snapped to her right mind. Went home normal. She's right now, was in touch, care of all the business this summer at the tabernacle and everything, gets married this month. While I was sitting there in the Fort Wayne tabernacle there, listening, I heard that song come in, "Only Believe," right in the same seat where Paul Rader said all. Something has moved over my heart. Oh my, he's gone, but his songs live on. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives divine. Partings leave behind us footprints on the sand. Let's pray now. Father, I'm thinking of thy servant Paul Rader. Thinking of how he believed you for divine healing. Thinking of Brother Rediger. Oh God, how each year they climb up there to his grave. Them dear, precious people, his love lingers on in their hearts. Many of them want to be buried around him, knowing that someday the grave will come open and he'll come out. Across the world, there's many of those dear, precious saints of God that your children has rallied around. Won't it be wonderful someday when we all come forth to go to meet each other and then be caught up in the air to meet the Lord? We're longing for that day, Father, which we know is near. Bless us now tonight as we, this generation, are doing our part to make a path that others might follow behind. Help us, Father, tonight. And now I realize I'm to stand here before demon powers and know that they're in this building tonight, circling, haunting against me. But thou art here, Father, to protect me from all powers of evil. I pray that you will help me tonight. May every spirit, unclean spirit, leave the people. May they be made whole in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Like a tumor, and every time I start to make say something else. It was called, I couldn't believe it in my own heart. There is a spirit that redeemed. I couldn't hardly think in my own heart that young fellow would have a tumor. I thought it might be something else, something, but it wasn't. It's a tumor, and the spirit, every time I'd start to say something, it'd feel it break up, tumor. And I just couldn't hardly, I'm ashamed of myself and apologize before God, but that's what it is, it's a tumor. Now, young man, only God can heal you, you know that, don't you? You're just a laddie boy. You want to serve him, don't you, brother? Will you do it if he lets you get well and you'll serve him all your life? God bless you. Let us bow our heads. Father, I ask thee to be merciful to our brother. He's in need, O God, of being healed. Bless him now, and may the Spirit of the Lord be upon him to make him well. May this evil power that's on him, may it leave and go away. May he be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Just a moment, audience. It holds to him. And you may raise your head just a moment. I want you to see something here, young man. To increase your faith. You're nervous, sorry, boy. You try to think your own thoughts. You know what I mean? You want to. Now watch. I want you to take your hand off of mine. I want you to look here at my hand. Just look like yours or any other man's. Let's have your hand over here. Yeah, doesn't have any effect at all on my hand there. Yeah. Now take your other hand, lad. Now watch. Start swelling those things. See it run across that little thing? That's what I call a vibration. Sometimes you pick it up in the air from demon power. Don't you think, but what, there's several of them here tonight, too. That's right. Now, it ain't going to do you no good to try your best, and you know who I'm talking about. Try to throw anything up this way, because God will put it back on you. Remember that. Now, I want you to come here again. I want you to watch real close. Now, I'm going to pray again and ask it to leave. And if it leaves and turns normal, now watch, just move that hand off yourself. I see it goes back normal. Now, lay your other hand just the way that hand was, just the same way. Now, it isn't. Of course, that to me doesn't mean anything. It's the discernment what means to me. Laying your hand on there, my hand is swell and turn all kind of colors and white things or ever what it was under cross, it wouldn't mean nothing there. The mystery of the part, what the God part is, to tell you what's wrong with you, isn't that? But now watch and lay this hand on there. That's what you can see yourself. Now, I'll try to hold my hand just as still as I see it isn't the position the hand's in. You see it, young man. It's just the same anyway. That run across there? That's your tumor. That live multiplication of cells that's got a life in it, moving across there. Now, I want you to watch my hand and believe with all your heart that you're going to get well. And promise God that you're going to serve him and everything. All right, will you bow your heads again now, everyone, while the boy watches himself? Our Heavenly Father, be merciful to the young man. The enemy is trying to hold, but you're more than a match for the enemy. Now help us, dear God, to have faith to believe you. And now, Lord, we come to you with childlike faith, believing that you are
and a rewarder of those who have seeketh. And now I plead around this platform the blood of the Lord Jesus, that we might be hedged in, that the Spirit of God may have preeminence, might be able to cast out evil spirits and to make these people well. Oh, thou demon that bound the boy, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out from him.
That's it.
Now, young man, before I look at my hand myself, something's happened, hasn't it? All you may raise your head if they desire. All right, now, I'll raise my hand. Now, look, brother. Something happened, didn't it? The tumor died. Now, watch. Now, see where your hand is now? That's just exactly the same way I had mine. Now, put this hand over here. Just like it was. Now, this hand, usually when you put that on there, it would swell up, turn real dark, and little white things would run across it like that. Is that right? Now, put it on there now and see what. God bless you, brother. Let's say praise the Lord. Just have faith and believe. All right, come on. Now, see, it takes faith. If thou canst believe.
Open your mouth. How do you do this?
Can you believe?
All right, let's have your.
I'm trying awfully hard for you. I'm doing all that I know how.
difficult tonight, real difficult, to be in prayer. Come forward. Hear this. Let that faith loose. Satan, thou tormentor, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look this way, sister. It leaves you now. Go eat what you want. Stop eating. Let they praise the Lord.
Sister standing here who once knew you and wandered away,
And now the secret sin of her life is revealed to her. The thing that caused her to wander away, and now down through that channel of time, days pass by, you come and reveal it to her. Lord, she's coming back. Will you receive her tonight right here at the platform? A commemoration of the hour. Thank you, Father. Thank you. God bless you, sister. Your sins are forgiven you. Your body is healed. Now go and sin no more. All right. Sometimes you might wonder why those things are. What does this? A lady, I guess you could hear it from here. What she done when she was a little girl, and then when she once knew God and wandered away from God. How, about 2 weeks ago, how she once danced God, tried to pray and get back. She never even come back to the full realization of Christ until just now. And when she, it would not leave her until first that was revealed to her and told to her, then it left her and the tumor died and went away. Friends, the Almighty is here in this person. Heart is a death spirit, old woman. All right. Bow your head. The Son of God, who cannot fail, the heavens and earth may pass, but thy word cannot pass. You promise these things, and we're happy to be living in the day to see them come to pass. And now, as our sister's standing here, Satan has put a death spirit on her. Maybe to cause her to be deaf, walk out before a moving vehicle somewhere and be killed. Ailments of her body set in, Lord, with faith, believe. Oh, help, dear Father, that you may be healed this night. Thou demon, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. In her throat. Is that right, lady? Are you hearing me all right? I want you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're perfectly normal and well. Go on off of my palm, rejoice. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right, everybody, be ready. Believing. There's something wrong with you. Or you wouldn't be here. Sister, I perceive that you're a good woman. Would you believe me if I tell you something? You would believe me and accept. You would, all right. The female trouble you had's already left you, sister. God bless you. Every one of these cars has been hurt. All right. Everybody be reverent now. Everybody just as reverent. All right, sister, I don't know what happened to you, but as I turned around, a light flashed somebody at your heel, go off the platform. Now, that was about the second time that ever happened in my ministry. The girl got healed just as soon as she started across the platform. Let's say praise the Lord. That's the way I like to see it, too. Now, she got here, her faith just... Young lady, did you have extremely lot of faith when you come up there believing he was going to be healed? Did you believe it with all your heart? Was you praying or something to be healed?
That's a mystery to me. I don't understand it. But I've seen a light flash around you. I knew you were healed. God had blessed you. You feel all right now? You're healed. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right, everybody, just as reverent as you can be. All right, come ahead. Now, you're strangers to me, aren't you? You're strangers.
Something wrong in the bloodstream is causing that condition. But God is here to move everything. God is the giver of life. I had an extremely lot of confusion the other day about someone. A little girl sitting there has been healed of deafness and brought her card over and give it to her sitting right there. When I turned a while ago and spoke about it, let's say praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. That's very good. Just wonderful. Mother, you sitting there. Hey. You're in serious trouble, aren't you, Mother? Believe me, as God's servant, there's somebody by the side trying also, but I believe it's you. Don't you have a tumor? Malignant? You believe with all your heart? You believe if I'd ask God to bless you, you'd be healed? May God grant you your desire. The young lady that brought you there also. You're sick also, sister. You're her daughter. Isn't that right? And don't you have a kidney trouble? Isn't that right? God bless you. May the Lord Jesus grant you your desire, both of you, both mother and daughter, and go home and well. Oh, let's say thank the Lord. They put their arms around each other. Our Heavenly Father, may this blessing that thy servant has asked for them that mother and daughter, may they receive their blessing. May they go out, Lord, believing the angel's message that says nothing shall stand before the prayer. May they be healed, each one, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray.
All right.
It's somebody in here is sick the same way she is. Just a moment. I wish you could feel what that is. Just, I want to say hallelujah. Look this way, sister. Believe now with all your heart. You have heart trouble for one. Isn't that right? That's great. Our Heavenly Father, be merciful, Lord. This woman has number one enemy, heart trouble. No, she can't stay very long without your help. No physician can ever have anything to do with heart trouble. Only the one who lives in the heart, Christ Jesus. God bless her. May she be healed of this heart trouble. Satan, you who bound her, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go on your own rejoicing and be happy. There it is. Amen. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. I know that woman was, see those two spirits? How that Jesus Christ can heal anything, Danny. Isn't he the Lord Jesus? Now this heart trouble is flashing in here everywhere now because that's that faith of fire, you see. I don't know just where to. They're called on heart trouble. Man, much of it. That's all right, sister. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. He's sure to heal. That's his healing blessing. Everybody be just be praising the Lord. Tell him you're thankful for his goodness. Accept it. Always just accept it and be. Isn't he marvelous? Now there's a lot of heart trouble I see. Just keep praying now, and bring her the next lady. You want to be healed? Yeah, just keep believing. Nerve trouble. Got you all broke up. Have all kind of thoughts and everything. Isn't that right? Oh, Jesus, Son of God, set this woman free from this enemy that's binding her. Thou demon, come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, sister, I bless thee in Jesus. Go home, you're spouting, crazy God, being healed. All right, come ahead, sister. How do you do, sister? Now, before it starts. That heart, you got heart trouble too, haven't you? Is that right? It's just moving everywhere, though. Come here. That's right. Female trouble? Heart trouble, you're extremely nervous. This nervous heart, what's it, man? You believe with all your heart? Our Heavenly Father, you said that whatever you bind on earth is bound in the heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in the heaven. And if I be thy servant, found favor in your sight tonight, loose this woman in the name of Jesus Christ from this heart trouble, female trouble, nervousness. May it leave her. I bless her in thy name for this purpose. Come out of her, Satan, in Jesus' name. Marvelous. If I tell you something, would you take my word and accept it? Something's on you now, isn't it? Something's making you feel very strange. Your faith, sister, your arthritis is gone from you. God bless you. This lady sitting here with this black hat on right through here has got heart trouble, too. I can't tell you what's happened. Lady, you had your hand up. Isn't that right? Have you got heart trouble? Stand up, lady. Yes, that's... Oh, you're Sister Brown, aren't you? Well, I didn't know who you was, Sister Brown. God bless you. May Jesus Christ grant you your desire. Now, since you were Sister Brown, I knew you. Let's find someone else right there. Let's see, there's a little lady sitting right there next to you that's trying to find favor, too. Would you stand up, young lady? Look this way. You believe with all your heart? You know the lady next to you? You don't know her. I don't think you did either. You sit down there and have me sitting by. Is that right? The little lady, you're nervous, aren't you? In nervous trouble? Got eyes. It bothers you also. Eye trouble. Say, you're Catholic by faith, too, aren't you? By faith, you're Catholic. All right. Accept Jesus Christ as your healer now, and he'll heal you. Will you do that? If you do, raise your hand. Raise your hand and say, I accept. God bless you, sister, and grant you your desire of your heart. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Lady sitting here, sitting here looking at me with the glasses on. What cancer but Christ has healed you. That's you. Stand up now. You're made well. And you there at the brown coat on likewise had it. Now you can stand up. You stand right there with your prayer card. Yeah, stand up. Jesus Christ has made you. Yes, sir. He's made you whole now. Let's say praise the Lord. He'll heal any of you if you believe it. Do you believe it? Let's stand there. How marvelous. I'm believing for him for all his spirits and moving through the audience. Right now is the time for God to heal a whole audience of you at once. Let us do it. Let us believe him with all our heart. Yes, that was a heart trouble face standing right there. God bless you, sister. Yes, thank you. You're healed. God bless you. That's you well. Yes. That's that. Amen. Yes, mother. You with your hands up. You were healed just then, their heart trouble. Let's bow our heads. Standing here in the line, dear friends. Maybe it wasn't just exactly through the line. Believe. All of you with one accord. Lay your hands on one another there, will you? Lay your hands on one another. Accept God's provided way, will you please? That's the way. Raise up and say, I thank you, Lord. I'm not for healing. Now, when I pray for you, believe with all your heart. He can heal all of you right now with one accord. Heavenly Father, I now ask you to heal every one of these people. May the Holy Spirit of God fall in this building. Satan, turn these people loose right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, breathe the people. Raise up your hands now and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I accept it. How many thanks to the Lord for your healing? Say amen.
the glorious power of God.